Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to Season 2, Episode 63 of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am Avalon, your mindfulness mentor, your joy and happiness for listening today, and saying thank you for taking 10 minutes to be mindful with me. Our video is a calming night. So take a look at the link below. If you haven't already hit that subscribe button, oh, you know it. You've got to hit it. And our thought that goes with that video and this episode is, get ready for a new dawn. Get ready for a new dawn. In the video, we are over the water. We are looking back onto land, seeing all the lights around. And you can just make out the earliest light of dawn as night is about to fade away once again. Get ready. Get ready. Yes. Those lights will turn out soon. The rest that everyone has been taking will soon be over. And the morning will rise again. Get ready for that dawn. Getting ready for a new day. But make sure to take absolute advantage of your rest and that peace. Let your mind chill out. Let your mind turn off and have pleasant thoughts. You can't be on all the time and get ready for the next thing without having blurry thoughts, blurry vision. Think about it. When you first wake up, I'm thinking of that. I'm thinking of you rubbing your eyes because you can't see right just yet. What an interesting time that is. As you yourself are going from that deep, hopefully peaceful, restful sleep into getting ready for that new day. How you approach it will make all the difference in the rest of the day. Making sure that you have that perfect pillow, that you're warm enough or you're cool enough as you sleep. So when you rise, you're not dreading that rise. You're going to do the work, which we don't have to call work. We're going to spend our time doing things we enjoy for the day. Talking to people. And tidying up things. Creating things. Being a part of something. And those hours or those minutes before you're going from that nighttime to the daytime, claim them. Claim them. Make it your time to learn when your brain is still fresh. There is many articles written about all these people who, I don't jump into work. I don't start thinking about work first thing in the morning. I think about me time. I think about maybe I'll actually take a look at world news. Because real world news, not what's just on your television that's telling you, oh, this is what world news is. No. Looking at different channels. Maybe it's a time that you want to learn a language. Maybe it's a time you want to read that book. Maybe it's a time you want to do your stretching. You want to do your yoga. You want to do your meditation and sit quietly and think about your body. Maybe it's the time you want to nourish yourself. Put the right ingredients inside you. Because that will make a big difference in your day. That time is so important. Sometimes it's just lying in bed for another minute, not to fall back asleep, but to just sense yourself from head to toe. How do my toes feel? How do my ankles feel? How do my knees, hips, my waist, my chest, my shoulders, my elbows, my wrists, my fingers? How do I feel? I feel good. Okay, let's go. A little checklist. How do you start your days? What are your rituals as you move from night into dawn? And this is if you're a regular person who sleeps at night and that's your life, versus being nocturnal and going to sleep when the sun comes up. How do you take care of yourself and prepare for the next day? Your attitude now, at that moment, will determine so much. I'm someone who, once upon a time, had a clock radio when school was imminent in my life. And if it was someone talking, oh, automatic snooze. Nope, I am not starting my day off with talking. I want to hear music. And I'm still that same way today. I would like to hear music. I don't like loud, buzzing, hard alarms. I like the crickets or the chimes to wake me. I like to actually be woken by the sun. What a wonderful, pleasing way to wake up versus, a dread. Think about that. Think about changing your mindset about having to wake up. If you're dreading your day, start changing that moment for yourself. Change your routines for that first hour. Oh, I have to pick up my clothes. Pick them out the night before. Oh, I have to worry about what I'm going to eat. Prepare it the night before. Do something simple. Yogurt, granola, fruit. Maybe it's breakfast bars, the healthy kind. You don't always have to cook yourself a breakfast. You can make it simple. Change your rituals to make it simpler. Make it flow. Make it more accessible and exciting and relaxing for yourself. Yes, for yourself. And if you're taking care of others in the morning, do the same thing. Hey, we're changing this. We're changing this up. We're going to put music on every morning and we're going to start every... Oh my gosh, it's so loud. Put it on soft. Put it on gentle music. Maybe you want happy dance music. Some EDM to get your day going. But whatever it is that's going to make you happy and enjoy that night into the dawn, start doing it. Start grasping it. That's an important part of your day that gets forgotten about. We forget about because we're thinking of the next thing. You're losing that moment. Take hold of it again and make it yours. Grab onto it before your day starts. These are the precious moments that even if you work remotely in your own home, that you can relax. You don't have to rush off into your home office. You don't have to rush and open the computer. There's no need to hurry. It will be there. Unless you're a doctor and you work in emergency services, you do not need to be there right when you open your eyes. Claim that time for you. Claim it for your family. Claim it for your happiness. Claim it so that you start the day off with enjoyment and can carry it with you all day. It's the foundation of what you're building today. My friends, I want to thank you for joining me for this episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I hope you can have a mindful day, and that your next morning is better than your last. as you watch the night turn into dawn. I'm Avalon. Until next time.